Jerry Pippen, and David Solomon is with us, and you spell that differently.
Yes, sir. It is the Scottish spelling, but I'm not the only one that spells it S-A-L-O-M-E-N in the Nacogdoches, Texas area. So it's the same old wise king. You just, you know, flip the vowels.
I believe that you wrote me an email about this.
Yes, I tell you, it has taken me 1 year of affirmation therapy in order to rejoin the human race, and I found that I thought that it must be, it would be cathartic if I would email you and tell you what happened, because this was not supposed to happen to
me. Well, let's explain to the audience what we're talking about here.
Okay. In the evening, January 9, 2006, in a forest area north of Nacogdoches, Texas, I was confronted by an entity that I did not even know existed on this planet. He said, "May I connect with you?"
Like that.
And I was frozen. It was an E. coli moment, Jerry.
What does the entity look like?
He was 4 feet tall. He had a pronounced cranium, huge eyes, and a very small nose and mouth. And he was flying something over there, sir, that looked like a one-piece hat that was bigger than my house. And he was already in the forest. I just rounded the bend. There he was.
And he was standing outside the craft?
Oh, he was standing outside the craft. The craft was underneath, as you know, already know, because I know you got kinfolk down there.
Right.
That craft was underneath overhanging trees. And you know, we got them up to 80 feet tall.
Yeah, that sounds a whole lot like the area around Kecksburg where that thing happened.
Absolutely. I think they like forest areas. You know, Travis Walton had his encounter with these individuals.
Right. He said he wanted to connect with you.
May I connect with you? That is his. I cannot forget that.
Was it an actual voice coming out of his mouth, or
it was something that was happening in my speech center?
Okay.
Our speech center is behind our left ear, right here in this area. He did not make one move toward me. He stayed absolutely motionless. But Jerry, he told me to turn to the right, and he turned to the right and got within distance to where I could get my hand. He told me to reach out and grab his hand. I was too frightened to grab his hand. I grabbed his wrist, and I squeezed, and I'm telling you, the bones gave way as though they were hard but spongy. And when I let go, it came back, and Jerry, it has taken me 1 year of affirmation therapy in order for me to even come here. Because, sir, this was the scariest moment of my entire life.
Did you hurt him when you did that?
No.
He just was pliable.
He wanted me to know, and he told me to do that, so I would not only have a visual record, but that I would have a tactile record that he was a living, breathing biologic. And Jerry, they don't like the fact that we call them extraterrestrials.
I'm sure they don't.
Because what he wanted to tell me, and what he did tell me, was that he was a catoctonius. And I bet there's not one in 1,000 of your listeners know what that is, but I know that because I've been a Bible student and a Bible teacher since 1969. I knew instantly where it was referring to, because this word is only used one time in the entire New Testament. And it is where the Apostle Paul in Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 10, tells what the entities are. And he points out the entities Epironius, entities Epigios, and entities Catoctonius. Now, I knew instantly what he meant, but until that moment in January 9, it was not clear, because catoctonius is from two Greek words, kata meaning down from, and kathanos, C-H-T-H-O-N-O-S, means ground. And he told me that he was a member of the subterranean civilizations that the Apostle Paul wrote about. And not only did he tell me that term, but he pointed out that he was also the hupokatogahe. That is another term that is used only two times in the book of Revelation. And that book is, that's another one of these terms where the verse in chapter 5 of Revelation, verse 3 and verse 13, describes the entities. In John's recounting of Revelation, you've got Uranus entities. In Philippians, it's Epiranius. That's just the adjective form. Uranus means the celestial sphere above the sidereal. If you were to go to a Bible lexicon, that's the definition you would read. And then it talked about entities gehe. Now, gehe is the word for territory with fixed boundaries. But in the book of Revelation, which deals with the Roman Empire and its effect on Christianity and what eventually is going to happen with the burning of the whore, which is the church, which is the city of Rome built on seven hills and so forth. I knew what he was talking about. And then that next classification, look, he's going from the top bottom, Kathanas. Down here to the third one was not Katakthanias. It's said a different way. That term is hupokatogahe. Now that's spelled H-U-P-O-K-A-T-O-G-E. And hupo means under, and kato, K-A-T-O, means down, down, beneath, and gehe refers to the Roman Empire. So you should be asking me, are you telling me that he was telling you that they've got underground cities underneath the Roman Empire? So I could...
And your answer is?
Absolutely. And then comes the fourth turn. Now here's where our usologists should get really excited. Those people that talk about things coming out of the sea, because the fourth term describing entities is the word thalassa. Now, any listener that's familiar with Greek mythology will recognize the term thalassa as being the name of a primordial goddess and the embodiment of the Mediterranean Sea. So what it says in Revelation 5:13 is, they've got a city under the Mediterranean Sea, and he told me they do. And if anybody sweeps the area like they do looking for Nessie, they would never be heard from again.
So is this, this entity in your mind evil or good?
He is, and that's why he could talk to me. He said that we worship Jesus as our creator. That's exactly what he said. And
now, do you have an evangelistic...
When you use evangelism, you're going to... I don't want people to think of me. I am what you call a Calvinist preterist. Calvinism means you believe in T-U-L-I-P, total depravity, limited atonement, and so forth. I am not a Pat Robertson type. I am not a Billy Graham type. A Calvinist is someone who believes in predestination, and preterist means that you believe that the 666 of Revelation was Nero.
Let me ask you this much. Why did you have such a problem with this for the year?
Because, Jerry, he did not look like you. If you were there, I could have been fine with it. If she was there, I could have been fine.
Well, I look like an angel, but no.
Well,
no.
You can. But, sir, and by the way, I'm going to echo what Mac Brazel said. They're not green. This individual looked like I used to raise critters and gave them to Jerry's pets all over the state of New Mexico. One of those critters was chinchillas. And anybody who knows a chinchilla knows that they have this little dust that they like to roll around in because it keeps all the mites and everything off to them. That is a light, ashy gray, and that's what he looked like. And he was wearing a red one-piece thing that went from the neck to the foot, and he said that it was not pressing against his skin, and that they can take this thing at the neck and pull it apart and quickly go out of it because they are the cleanest things, evidently, on earth. Now, Jerry would have to talk for a while, but he told me Roswell, He told me exactly what happened at Roswell.
What did he tell you?
He said, and he told me, he prefaced it with this remark, believe what I tell you and don't believe anyone else. Now, I'm going to do it my own way because I can't remember word for word that whole spiel, but this is exactly what he said. July 1947, lightning struck a 38-foot diameter, flat-bottomed, hat-shaped disc, and immediately it disabled the emergency beacon that did not alert the underground dwellers, the rest of the Greys down there, that they were in trouble. Now, you remember the Shag Harbor incident?
Yes.
In that incident, the emergency beacon was not disabled. Therefore, another craft of the Catoctonius came into the harbor, came down there, and divers saw one entity get out, and he was helping replace a component part. In this case, the first thing to go was the emergency beacon. And he said it set up a cascade of failures which caused this flat-bottom disc to crash into the ground. Now, when it hit the surface, he said the brim of the hat did exactly what it was designed to do. It acted like a car bumper and left a debris field a mile long. The inner oblong-shaped cocoon containing four Magnus and all the technology was jettisoned and slammed into the desert some distance away.
So this is the reason you came to Roswell this year?
Any of us that go through traumatic experiences need to talk about it. If we keep it bottled up, we become isolation. We withdraw from our family. If my children could hear this, they don't know this. The most recent thing I did was I was a pastor, interim pastor, for a Baptist church in North Street in Nacogdoches, Texas. And I preached from churches from Napa, California to Atlanta, Georgia. And if the Calvinist community found out that this happened to me, they'd think I was bonkers until I could explain to them the Hupokatoge and all of those scriptures that talk about these underground people that breathe oxygen. And let me just tell you what he told me.
Okay.
This is the bottom line. They are about to intrude, and he used the word intrude, into ABO affairs. ABO, Jerry, that's you and me. We who have ABO blood types, and their biology is much different. And he said they are going to come out en masse and target the engines of transportation vehicles, land, sea, and air, military, commercial, and private, and reduce them to scrap iron because they are belching out carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, their atmosphere. And this endangers the Catoctonius lifespan, and this will not stand. And that last, exactly what he said.
You know, we corresponded, and I got an email from you and everything, and thanks for coming by and telling us in person about it. And what are you going to, what's the message we should take from this?
The message we should take is that we need to understand what happened in 1952. What happened in 1952 was, if you want to know about the B-47, when's the last time it flew? First time it flew, 47. When's the first time the B-52 flew? 1952. And what happened in July of 1952? They came and parked over the Capitol. Why? Because Ivy Mike was just months away from being detonated. And Ivy Mike was the hydrogen device of Edward Teller. And what they were doing is just telling everybody, we have a stake in what you are doing.
Thank you very much, David.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have a website or anything?
I do not, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll be right back in a moment. This is Jerry Pepper.
The doors are finally open at shopjerrypippin.com. Explore our new iShop. It's open and growing. You can use any major credit card or your checking account with our PayPal connection. Our first edition t-shirt selections features three different Jerry Pippin UFO files designs. In addition, we will be adding collector t-shirts from select UFO conferences, as well as several novelty items. Check us out at shopjerrypippin.com.
This is Jerry Pippin. We're at the Cover Up Cafe in Roswell. And Terry Lee, how are you?
Very good, Jerry. Good to see you.
You're pretty famous for. Did you actually drive the horse and carriage up to the White House, the stagecoach or whatever it was?
It's a standard Amish buggy. As close as I could get was outside the fence on the south lawn of the White House in 2000. That's as close as I got then.
Are you Amish?
No, I am not.
Okay. The reason I ask you, have the hat.
Well, it's it's a trademark.
Yeah, good.
This is a picture of me. There, of course.
Did you build this? It looks like an old-time stagecoach, really, but I guess it's Cinderella's carriage.
Standard Amish buggy.
Yeah.
Two-seated. The Amish drive these.
Did you truck that to Washington, or did you?
I drove that from New Mexico here.
Where in New Mexico did you leave?
I left from Roswell here.
Okay.
In July of 2000.
Well, when a man does something like this, you're a man on a mission. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, this has turned into my personal peace mission. It's called Pulling for Peace. In 2000, I took three wreaths up to Washington, D.C. I left one at Arlington National Cemetery, one at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and then one at the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial. Of course, I am a veteran. I served 68-69, and this has been my way of giving back to the service people that I have served with, and my own personal.
We're fairly short of time here, so
okay.
We have to kind of cut to the chase. What would you like to bring out in this interview for the audience?
What I'd like to do is that these journeys in the past, 2000 up to the present,
uh-huh.
I've done by myself. This time I'm would like to offer an opportunity for the communities and for the people across.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I have an old website that's currently going to be reconstructed for, of course.
So you're going to get some money and do what with it?
Well, I'm going to drive my horse and buggy from New Mexico to Washington, D.C. I'll be taking a different route than I did last time. I will still be doing this same thing. I will be putting together wreaths.
Now, when you went in 2000, what route did you take?
I went from here up to north eastern New Mexico, over into Texas, up to Amarillo, up across.
Did you come through Oklahoma?
Yes, I did.
I think you called me on the radio there.
I may have.
Yeah, right. I think I did an interview here one time.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
Tulsa.
In Tulsa?
In Muskogee.
Well, that may have been way before in the 80s,
okay,
when I drove a horse and buggy down to Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Okay. I mean, we've ran across our paths someplace in the past.
I'm sure we have.
Okay, so how does the community here take to you?
I'm very well liked throughout the community. It's, not only in my local community up in the Hondo Valley, but all the communities that I travel through, I'm always well received. And
when are you planning on making this next trip?
I plan to leave in late May,
of
next year. I still have this year's journey yet to complete, which I will do in November.
What this year's journey? Where's that going?
It will be going from the Hondo Valley up to the Veterans Memorial up in Ruidoso. I have done just about all the local memorials
When you go a long distance like this, pulling something like this, that's pretty tough on the horses, isn't it?
I generally take at least two horses. This time I will be taking three horses along with me. Also this time I've was asked to put together a memorial and monument to honor the veterans and service people who have died in Afghanistan and Iraq since the war began in 2002 up to the present, and that is what I intend to do. I'm going to put together a marble monument, and I'm going to pull this monument back to Washington, D.C. with a team of horses as well.
Derry, thanks a lot for coming by and talk to us. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I'd just like to invite all the service people to get in touch with me and show their support for this project, and people will be hearing about me from now up until I get ready to leave next year.
Okay, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.
You didn't ride your carriage here, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
I want to take a moment to talk to you about astrology. We all enjoy reading astrology in the newspaper, love, life in general. But I want to talk to you about C.C. Stevens. She's in Arizona, and she is really a top-notch astrologer. And she does something a little different, and I think you should know about it. She offers to her customers the Book of You for only $35. Literally, this is a book about you. I don't really have time in a radio commercial to go into all of the details of why you should consider ordering the Book of You. So I urge you to click on this banner that's on this page with the show and check it out. And you can order it for $35. Check, credit card, whatever. This is a great gift idea too, so order now.